plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Behind on math. If we fall another 7 months behind, there will be no way to know how many months that is.
So I missed part of his setup. Who said that kids are on average 7 months behind?
Experts is what he said.
Okay.
Yeah, experts.
I will occasionally use a flimsy setup to make a joke. I wonder how. Can you look that up? See if that's sure. Nailed. Like a fairly serious.
I heard finally somebody on the news, I believe it was Fox News, inevitably, pointing out that, yeah, experts have tested the kids and found out that there was a 50% decline in math skills and 30% in reading skills during the whole online learning experiment.
I don't doubt that a bit, yeah. Especially in some grades. Like, second grade's the big grade, at least around where I live, where you make the leap to really reading. That's the reading year. That's they hammer it. This is where you learn to read, second grade.
Okay.
If half of the second grade year got canceled, those kids have to be way behind. And there are assumptions in the third grade that you can read already.
Yes. Yeah. You're building a garden wall, in essence. So you can't put a brick on top if you don't have the first several layers. Yeah. So everything will be delayed.
How come?
By the way, a listener, Lori, emailed us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com, pointing out that the greatest roller derby movie of all time was 1972's Kansas City Bomber, starring Raquel Welch.
Oh, I haven't seen it. Oh, jeez.
Watch that with your boy.
There was a women's roller derby movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, those are different times.
With Raquel Welch. Son might look at you and say, Dad, I kind of like looking at girls. What's up with that?
The editorial board of the Wall Street Journal sounds off about California's second shutdown. Now, they're writing this in a newspaper in the Northeast for the whole nation because it matters for the rest of the country. California Governor Gavin Newsom pressed the panic button on Monday, prejudicial language, and locked down his state again. The causes of California's COVID-19 surge are complex as they are elsewhere, but most areas have ample hospital capacity. Mr. Newsom and other politicians will do more long-term harm to their citizens if they sedate the economy whenever and wherever there's a flare-up, according to the Wall Street Journal editorial board. More long-term damage by opening up than by closing down rather than just staying open.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Newsom was the first governor to impose a statewide shelter-in-place order. Though to his credit, he allowed counties to begin reopening in early May. Santa Clara and San Francisco counties have kept restaurants, bars, and salons closed, but they have nonetheless experienced a surge in cases and hospitalizations like other areas of the state where they did open up. Square that someone for me, will you please? Before you go forward, the counties that didn't open up are getting clobbered as bad or worse than the counties that did. You've got to have an explanation for that, don't you?
Right.
Before you tell me my business has to close down again? Apparently you don't.
No. Gavin will just babble some nonsense and try to sound decisive and leaderly.
What's your explanation? I think that the virus just does what it's going to do, pretty much no matter how we...
That's not science. Now, my explanation, to the extent that I have one, is it's mostly person-to-person transmission, by people who know each other and quote-unquote trust each other and right. aren't worried about it.
Would that still be true if none of the other stuff happened, right? Like, the only social engagements people are having are small-scale things in their houses. If there were still concerts and NBA games going on, would that still be the case?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't think anybody, including me, has argued for keeping concerts and NBA games going. But letting the businesses be open.
Right, but it's a sliding scale, right? You're just trying to decrease the number of involuntary human-to-human interactions.
Well, their argument is the counties where they had those interactions, are the cases are up, but so are they in San Francisco and Santa Clara, where they didn't open things up. So what did they gain by not opening up?
By choking the economy.
Is the argument that it would be even worse? Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Sure. So it's not a bad argument.
Let me throw this at you and see what you guys think. Would there have been the political will for the paycheck protection programs and the federal assistance had they not done these government shutdowns?
That's
the economy
an excellent question.
Would have been worse.
That's an excellent question, and I wonder about that myself, too. So how much would businesses have suffered if they didn't close down just because we were all scared to go out, especially early there in March and, you know, when we didn't really know how it worked? We thought touching surfaces was going to give it to us and everything like that.
Yeah.
So nobody was going to go downtown to the restaurant then, whether you closed them or not. And so the restaurant suffers and, you know, is about to go under business. Would there have been the momentum for the big legislation? I wonder about that. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm having enough trouble dealing with reality, much less hypotheticals. I got no time for your hypotheticals.
Since June 22nd, hospitalizations have increased 90% in Los Angeles.
Since when?
June 22nd.
Brr.
95% in Orange County, 190% in San Francisco, where they stayed closed down, 250% in Santa Clara County, where they were giving out tickets for people jogging with a mask on, 230% in Fresno, and 260% in San Joaquin County. Some of the biggest increases have occurred in rural areas and Hispanic communities, as they have in Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
That's what's happening in my county, by the way. It's Hispanic families that are a lot of the cases. And honestly, I'm jealous of the whole extended family getting together and having fun together and barbecues and the rest of it. I think that's wonderful. But it's an unfortunate side effect of that they're getting the vid.
No doubt bars and restaurants have contributed to more community spread in many states, but even Gavin Newsom said a few weeks ago that a growing number of cases owed to more private gatherings, birthday and graduation parties, summer barbecues, and these are very difficult for the government control for now.
Yeah, I long for the day when we have 2020 hindsight.
Gavin Newsom is right. This is, again, from the Wall Street Journal editorial board. Gavin Newsom is right about the need for personal responsibility to control the virus, yet he and much of the media have been relentlessly beating up on Republican governors for reopening too fast and too soon. Most states in the Midwest and Mountain West have nonetheless reopened businesses while keeping their epidemics under control. It doesn't add up. I mean, maybe there's an explanation, but you have to give it to me. The places that opened up aren't worse off than the places that didn't. So what's your explanation? And then how do you justify telling the guy there at the whatever store that he's got to be closed?
Right. And my argument for a very long time has been you must do a cost-benefit analysis. Not just the benefits of shutting down, which may be illusory anyway, as we're discussing those various counties. With very different, rules and regs and the same result, you've got to assess the costs if you're going to do it honestly and in a way that, you know, the humans who live in your jurisdiction can deal with. You have to concede this is going to crush businesses, put people out of work, there will be worse health outcomes, there will be more suicides, more depression and anxiety and all of those things. But, my friends, it is worth it. If you're not honest with me about the costs, I feel like I'm being jobbed.
Yeah, I'll read their final paragraph, and then I'll shut up about it. But it is an ongoing, and it's a major problem. U.S. political leaders from the top down have talked about COVID-19 as if it's an all-or-nothing choice. Lock down the economy to crush the virus, or let it rip. The reality is that we may have to live with the virus for a long time, and that means managing its risks while letting the economy function to avoid mass poverty. The price of lockdowns is higher than their benefit, which is what you just said.
There you go.
The price of lockdowns is higher than their benefit. And you get sucked into arguments, or it's portrayed one-sidedly as if it's, letting it rip, as the Wall Street Journal said.
And that there are no costs.
No, I don't want to let it rip. I want people to have to stand 6 feet apart and wear a mask to go into the store. I had got yogurt yesterday downtown where I live at this little yogurt place, and they were doing the thing that some restaurants are doing where you can't even go in there. They like got a glass at the door and you order and then they go get it and bring it to you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "How's business?" I've known this guy for years, and he said, "We're down 50%, but we're still open."
Oof.
50%'s a lot.
Wow. Especially because a business like that has narrow margins.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, he's the owner. He's there standing handing out yogurt.
Right.
I mean, there ain't a lot of people involved.
Right. Yeah.
But he said his couple employees, he said, I've been able to keep paying them, but it's hard. How long can you do that?
How often do you eat ice cream / yogurt / milkshakes, would you say?
How often do I eat it?
Yeah.
I didn't eat any.
Oh, you
taking
brought
my
your
kids, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'd be 780 pounds if I ate
780.
according to experts, if
that's
I
big.
Ate ice cream once a week.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You don't eat ice cream once a week?
Oh, no.
I've never really been an ice cream guy. That's
once every 6 months, and I love it.
People
love
do
it.
Yeah, I know
oh,
what
yeah.
most people do. It's
oh,
not
my God. I'd be eating ice cream right now.
Although I do love milkshakes. But donuts are my kryptonite.
Hey, have you stayed off the donuts? You swore off of them a couple of weeks ago, right?
On the 4th of July, I declared my independence from donuts.
That's very clever.
And I have not gone
See
back.
See what he did there? Well, good for you. I'm proud of you, my boy.
I put a flag in my self-will or something.
So one of the stranger aspects of life in America, if you ask me, is that if somebody becomes the object of sympathy, people send them S-loads of money.
Right.
I don't get it. Got a great example of that. A San Diego area barista. Who's rich all of a sudden for some reason. That's coming up.
Armstrong and Getty.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're one of the 60 million Americans suffering from allergies, you know how rough the symptoms can be. But getting prescription allergy treatment doesn't have to be. Roman is now offering prescription allergy relief delivered right to your door. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed physician. They'll develop a personalized allergy treatment plan that works for you. With Roman, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. Go to GetRoman.com/pollen for a free online visit today. That's GetRoman.com/pollen.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearinghouse will be ready to award $7,000 a week for life. That's $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your last chance to win. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
You always wanted to finish your degree.
Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to Simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Summer Blast is live at the Shasta Public Libraries. Join in their free summer reading program for kids, tweens, teens, and adults. Going on all summer long. Help your kids avoid the summer slide and be a reading role model. Read to win prizes like books, gift cards, and a kid's kitchen playset and more. The more you read, the more chances to win. Let your imagination run wild. Read, imagine, learn with Shasta Public Libraries. Sign up online today at summerblast.fun.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Tax day. Doesn't feel like a tax day. I hope everybody caught on. Well, you said earlier you think there will be a whole bunch of people that didn't file this year, more than usual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'd be shocked if there weren't.
Because the changing tax day or because the finances are just...
Wow, yeah, both, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't. I just think April 15th. It's more than a date. Everybody knows what that. Once you become an adult, you hear April 15th. You think one thing.
Taxes, taxes, beautiful, lovely taxes.
Thanks for taking my money.
All right, getting back to the thread. yeah, I think a lot of people would just forget, or blow it off, or whatever. Yeah, and plus people are hurting. You know what I'd like to see is some good, reliable statistics on how many people are not making their house payments or rent or what have you. Because I've heard various numbers thrown around, and they're shocking. We'll see if we can come up with that and let you know. But so this is one of these stories. It's 21st century America. You got a 24-year-old college student. His name is Lenin Gutierrez. Lenin? Who names their kid Lenin? It's spelled like Vladimir Ilyich Lenin.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Well, anyway, he's a 24-year-old college student. He's working at a Starbucks in beautiful Claremont, California, when a customer came in without wearing a mask. He pointed out the coronavirus rules, and she left. But then she criticized him on Facebook for refusing to serve her. That caught the eye of this guy from Irvine, California, who's a marketing and brand strategist, who thinks masks are a good idea and internet bullying is a bad one. So he started a GoFundMe campaign.
For which one?
For the barista guy.
For the guy who said you need to wear a mask, okay.
Yes.
Because these can go either way. I've seen him go the other way, too.
Yes.
For the person that got denied service, you raise money for them.
Ironically, I was just about to say the GoFundMe campaign is helpfully named Tips for Lenin for Standing Up to a San Diego Karen.
Okay.
Using a social media label for overly entitled people who boil over in public. Mm. Although she didn't boil over in public. She just posted something critical. He was hoping for $1,000. Blah, blah, blah. More
would...
money, newspapers, TV stations. 100 grand
oh,
for this geek.
Lord! What is it with you people? There are some really worthy causes out there. I could list you 10 that, you know, if I explain to you what they do, you'll cry. This barista's fine. Somebody put a Facebook. I went to the whatever coffee shop today, and they wouldn't give me coffee because I didn't have a mask.
And this guy
you'll
was
be fine.
So
you
mean.
You don't need $10, let alone $100,000.
Jeez Louise, we're an odd people.
Not your fault, but just weird. Why are you giving him money?
But listen to this. This is quite literally true. They brought him a silver medal, briefcase, placed it on a picnic table, and opened it up. Up came the lid, $100,000 in paper-strapped stacks of $50 bills.
Wow.
For this barista who somebody said something mean about online.
And speaking of taxes, I'm not putting it on there.
But wait now, Jack, there's a twist. There's always a twist. Okay, so...
You people with your virtue signaling that is in the form of GoFundMe. That's interesting.
So this woman, her name is Amber. She's the one who posted the photo of the barista with the caption, "Meet Lennon from Starbucks who refused to serve me because I'm not wearing a mask. Next time I will wait for cops and bring a medical exemption." You are a pain in the ass, lady. But anyway, a stranger then blah, blah, blah. Well, now this Amber woman says she wants half the money. It was discrimination, and everybody is okay with it, and enabling and rewarding that behavior.
Shut up. Just shut up.
It's not discrimination.
You need to go away. You need to go away on so many different levels.
She went on to describe the symptoms that prevent her from wearing a mask, saying,
"I'm a pain in the..."
One of them, I get shortness of breath, dizziness, and
it's
it messes...
Because your head's up your hiney. It's hard to breathe.
And it messes with... You're not being fair. You are so unfair. A dizziness, and it messes with the heartbeat. And I do have asthma as well, and I get mask acne.
Hey, I got a question for you. Based on the way you told the story, you didn't explain that to the barista.
No.
Getting acne is not a reason to not wear
so,
a mask.
Again, shortness of breath, dizziness, messes with the heartbeat.
Huh?
Which sounds like a Wuss Rock song from 1975.
Oh, that's bad,
and it messes with the heartbeat.
That was a Wham classic.
Right. And asthma and mask acne. She provided ABC 10 News with two documents to prove her medical exemption. One is a pelvic exam from 2015.
Thanks, I didn't ask for one.
Which...
Want to see my pelvic exam?
Which is, very insist. The second piece of paper is a handwritten note with letterhead from a San Diego chiropractor, who she asked not be named.
Psychic chiropractor, palm reader, whatever.
Bet you $100 that note was written with one of those crooked pens that you get in the chiropractor office.
But did she say any of this to the guy serving coffee? Because she didn't make that clear.
Because
there are medical exemptions for masks. I've heard about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like handicap placards. Certain level of scumbags.
Or service animals.
We'll do it just because they can get away with it.
Right. Right.
But I think if you went up to a person that says, for medical reasons, I've got a heart problem, I can't wear a mask. Oh, okay, well, here's your coffee then. I would guess.
Would you mind waiting outside? We'll bring it to you. So she's a jackass. You people who gave this barista money are jackasses. The guy who started it, this Matt Cowan, is a jackass. Got a freaking corral full of jackasses in this country.
Got a mule team that could take you across the Sierra.
Armstrong and Getty.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $7,000 a week for life. That's $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your last chance to win. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Big news. David Horowitz's new book, Blitz, just hit the New York Times bestseller list. Blitz reveals the real agenda of Antifa and the secret billionaires out to stop President Trump. Mike Huckabee says if everyone read Blitz, Trump would win. You've seen David Horowitz on Newsmax TV. He predicts more attacks on Trump this summer. Get David Horowitz's new bestseller, Blitz, at bookstores. Or get the free offer and save $28. Call 800-NEWSMAX or go to blitz411.com. That's blitz411.com.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
This is Redding Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Redding utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit RedingChamber.com or cityofredding.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook. Or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero Station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
We do have one potentially explosive allegation in the book, at least one.
Mm-hmm.
And you write that when the president was trying to transfer from Fordham to Penn,
mm-hmm.
he had someone else, a man named Joe Shapiro,
mm-hmm.
take his SATs?
Yes. I've been told this by people in my family. I am absolutely confident that it's true. I'm happy to finally be able to speak about it.
How do you know it's true?
I trust my sources.
Is Joe Shapiro still alive?
That I don't know. I have no idea.
Have you ever met Joe Shapiro?
I have not.
So you believe in your sources.
Mm-hmm.
How do your sources know?
They were alive at the time, so they have first-hand knowledge of this.
All right, that's Donald Trump's niece who's written a book. I hate these tell-all books, always do.
Joe Shapiro's wife, by the way, for what it's worth, says he didn't meet Donald Trump till after that. But who cares?
Well, this book will have no lasting effect of any kind. I'm disappointed that George Stephanopoulos gave it the platform of Good Morning America to even interview, but on a number of things that she's claimed I've thought, because I've been in correspondence with my niece over a couple of different things. I've got three nieces. None of them have any idea about my taxes, for instance. It's hard to imagine any of my nieces saying, you know, Jack once claimed this on his taxes. They don't know anything about my taxes. Nope. They also don't know anything about my my tests I took in college or anything else. They don't know anything.
No.
About any of that.
No.
I mean, it's hilarious, the idea that they would. But anyway, that's enough of that.
I want to see Obama's college transcripts.
Long-form birth certificate. That's what I'm waiting for.
Yes.
Kenyon. Two things I just saw on the Twitter feed. We forgot to mention again, Kanye West has officially dropped out of the 2020 presidential race. So that was...
And I donated $500 to his campaign.
I got a bumper sticker.
Yeah. Yep. I booked a hotel for the convention, the Kanyevention.
I already filled out my mail-in ballot.
Oh, boy. So, I'd already sent in my mail-in ballot.
That's a waste of vote.
That's funny.
The city of Philadelphia cancels all large events until February 2021. I only mention that because that's the first I've seen of things being canceled in next year.
Yes.
So we're on to that now. Things that are canceled in 21.
Well, listen, this is a good problem to have, but Judy and I are talking about doing a little vacation thing with some good friends of ours. And allegedly, my kind benefactor is going to give me his master's tickets for next year.
Wow.
Because I couldn't go this year because there wasn't one. Well, there's going to be one allegedly in October, but there won't be any fans.
No. Back when they said they were moving,
I don't think there's gonna be one.
Back when they said they were moving it to October, it seemed like, oh, okay, sure, by then it'll be okay.
Yeah.
No way.
No, it's practically impossible. So next April, they're gonna have a golf tournament with fans? I doubt it.
They're gonna have the.
What would you put the percentage chance at?
Are they gonna have the 2019 event in April of 2021? Is that what's gonna happen?
They'll just hold the Masters six times in a row in the year 2026.
Every weekend until they get them out of the way.
Exactly. We have crowned the 2023 Masters champion.
I saw the CDC guy, Redfield, I think that's his name.
Yeah. That sounds right.
They, with a lot of the vaccine kind of movement that's been going on, he reiterated there's a target date for January next year for having the vaccine. And if that is available and not bottlenecked for various reasons, I think that could be a big game changer for all these.
Yeah, I got a target date for writing a great American novel, too, but I've had to move it a couple of times.
You working on that novel, are you? Yeah, so I hope the vaccine doesn't get politicized when it comes out. You don't think that'll happen, do you?
What, in today's climate? No.
We'll all unite together around the common goal of blah, blah, blah.
I'm going to talk about nuclear weapons tomorrow, because tomorrow is the 75th anniversary of the first test on planet Earth of a nuclear weapon.
How'd it go?
Very well. Yeah. And then just wasn't that many days later, we dropped one on Japan. So that whole story. I've started into the Chris Wallace book that is, I think, the number one nonfiction book right now, about the run-up to dropping the first nuclear weapon, as it is the 75th anniversary, and people are kind of reevaluating it. Oh, Sam Harris's latest podcast, Sean told me about this.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to it. He talks to a number of different experts and making the point that it's weird. I mean, it is the greatest threat to mankind, easily. I mean, there is a way to wipe out the species to a great extent this afternoon.
Mm.
I mean, there are other ways. You know,
you're in favor of it?
We're talking about demographics. We're talking about viruses. We're talking about economic collapse. But any, like, just actually obliterating humans.
Right.
It's all nuclear weapons. And they exist. And they're out there. And we used to be really worried about it.
Locked and loaded, as they say.
But because it hasn't happened, it has just exited everybody's mind, and now you've got generations of people growing up never had any fear of it. There are adults now that have never had any fear of a nuclear holocaust because
right.
It's never been on the table.
It's kind of a vague, you know, you're aware of it, but you never think about it type situation.
The Sam Harris podcast is good. He's talking to William Perry. He was SecDef under Clinton,
uh-huh.
But he worked for six different presidents.
William the Refrigerator Perry, that's correct.
Including going back to, he was a lower-level guy in the Kennedy administration during the Cuban Missile Crisis. And he's
got some years on him.
Yeah, he's in his 90s.
Wow.
During the Cuban Missile Crisis, he said there's stuff they didn't know that they now know. They didn't find out for 20 years. Kennedy at the time was telling people internally there's a 1 in 3 chance we go to full-out nuclear war with the Soviet Union.
Ugh.
1 in 3
Ugh.
During those 13 days. He says the information we now have, we didn't know that they had tactical nukes already there and ready to go. He said if we had known that, it would have been easily a better than 50-50 chance that we were going to go to full-out nuclear war.
Wow.
Because with those there, we couldn't risk waiting to see what happened. And Kennedy was being pushed hard every single day by his generals. We got to strike now. They got them there. They're ready to go. If we don't strike them first, we're doomed. And Perry, who he said he went to the White House every day. He drove in to work every day thinking, there's a 50-50 chance I don't come home tonight. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Wow.
That he was going to personally die.
Wow.
He thought there was a 50-50 chance going to the White House every single day. And now so we've got generations of people that have never grown up with any threat of that happening and just don't think it's, like, actually exists.
Hmm.
It's weird. It's just weird that a mankind lets it just hang out there the way we do.
I don't know what the alternative is. There's going to be no de-weaponization. You know, that's the fantasy stuff. On the other hand, a roughly 74 3/4 years of not using them is a pretty good track record. Came close once. I almost joined the Coast Guard. I almost went to law school.
Cold War, is that the when yeah. we almost used them again? Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was in the Cuban Missile Crisis. Google it, kids. Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. There's no alternative. I think this is a great situation.
But it will happen someday, right? If you're gonna allow, including places like Pakistan and China, for crying out loud, it'll happen someday, right?
I will tell you this: the lack of a nuclear weapon falling into hands that would use it, the fact that that hasn't happened yet, is a pleasant surprise.
Oh, if you went back 75 years and told Robert Oppenheimer that first of all, if you said all these countries are going to get nuclear weapons, because we didn't know at the time. Part of the interesting part of the book is so Truman becomes president, FDR dies, Truman becomes president. He had no idea we're working on this bomb at all. No mm-hmm. idea whatsoever. He'd had two meetings with FDR, two face-to-face meetings.
Wow.
As vice president. So he has no idea we got this weapon. He immediately becomes president. Military guy pulls him aside. I got to tell you this. We're building this bomb that's like just a crazy bejesus bomb. I mean, like nothing you've ever seen before.
Yeah.
And so when he goes to meet like a week or so later with Stalin and Churchill, he tells Stalin, hey, look, we've got a bomb that we think we can end this thing in Japan. And Stalin looked, you know, fairly calm about it. Well, we didn't know. Stalin knew absolutely how far along we were.
Oh,
he had
really?
Enough spies at Los Alamos. He was getting daily updates as to where we were on the bomb.
Oh, my
gosh.
It
was as up-to-date as Harry Truman was as to where we were on the whole bomb thing.
We but have a secret weapon.
Didn't know.
Duh, I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which is troubling to think about.
It is troubling.
But anyway, if you'd have told Robert Oppenheimer at the time, who was leading the Manhattan Project, look, this is how many countries are going to get the bomb. Some of them are like, you know, these are their politics and all that. We're going to go 75 years and nobody's going to use one. He'd have thought it was impossible.
Right. He
absolutely
just said one
impossible.
Of your facts is completely wrong because those two things are incompatible.
And so often left out of this conversation, of course, nobody's ever used an H-bomb. Those are the bombs everybody's got now. Nobody's actually used one of those. We've used these other atomic bombs, which were horrifying. The H-bomb is way bigger deal than that.
Oy.
And nobody's ever used one.
Yeah, you're scaring me. What are you trying to do here? Not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Sam Harris and Chris Walsh, writer of this book, and other thinkers think it's worth, you know, using the 75-year anniversary to take a look at where things are in the world and see, is there anything we can do to stop proliferation, dial it back a little bit, like re-remember what the stakes are when we start getting, you know, blustery the way we are with China right now, for instance.
Yeah. Well, it's probably worth mentioning that our great frenemy, Pakistan, is often cited as the place a nuke will come from that gets in the wrong hands. Because their regime barely functions. As a country, it's shaky. And that's why we give them money. Even though they're a sucky, sucky friend. We're just trying to keep them from falling apart and selling their nukes for, you know, rent money. Yeah, well. What is it with you? You're scared.
What is it with you?
We can't talk about anything else. You got nuclear holocaust? Nuclear holocaust! It's a Wednesday. It's the summertime. We're dealing with the vid, and you bring it to drop an NH bomb on us.
By the way, I was thinking about just reading the book. It mentioned how FDR drops dead brain hemorrhage. 64, I think he was.
This is your effort to cheer us up?
No, just how much we've changed about age. We think about FDR was that old president, and you see the pictures and everything. He was an old man. He was in his early 60s. He was a child by today's standards of who we allow to be president.
Boy, you're right.
We had a couple
He'd
of people
be the young upstart this time around.
Like Biden and Trump would say, what do you know?
He's practically a different generation.
You're in your early 60s. You barely know anything.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, hey, speaking of healthcare and that sort of thing, and perhaps, I don't know, brain hemorrhages. A great court case the other day, huge ruling, good for all of us, and it got zero coverage, partly because the drive-by media doesn't even understand it, I think, and partly because the vid and everything else and Trump, nobody pays attention to anything else. But it's a great victory for consumers. So I'll share that with you, among other things. Try to finish strong next.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with a Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
You've been lied to.
lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantage retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616. 1-800-908-1616.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Pulse Urgent Care is happy to announce the reopening of our urgent care clinic. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and closed on Sundays. To protect the patients and the staff, we will continue to follow the recommendations on social distancing and face coverings. If you have or had a fever, cough, or shortness of breath within the last 14 days, please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening. Check out our website and Facebook page for more information. PulseUrgentCareCenter.com, 100 East Cypress Avenue. If it's urgent for you, it's important to us.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Oh, and England officially said no to Huawei yesterday, so they're not going to do the 5G Huawei thing.
Way to go, Britain.
That's a win for freedom.
Way to go. This is a win for freedom, too. It's a kind of a preliminary win, but we've talked to Craig, the healthcare guru, about this for a long time. Hospital pricing transparency. Hospital prices. Nobody knows what they are going in. You don't know after you get treated, you get a bill. You have no idea why your MRI is $3,000 over here. Cross town, it's $6,000. And in the next town, it's $1,500. Nobody knows. Well, there's a ruling by a federal judge in D.C. dismissing a suit brought by the American Hospital Association that challenged the new Department of Health and Human Services rule mandating hospitals disclose their privately negotiated prices with health insurance companies. It's a great ruling, and healthcare advocates have been howling for this for a very long time. Now, according to this this press release from a doctor who's in favor of transparency, he says the meaning of the ruling and what will happen are different. There will be an appeal accompanied by a full court public relations press by the hospital industry to derail this effort. If the battle
they don't
can...
want you to know, huh?
Nope. No. And they want to have, you know, negotiated prices with the healthcare companies that you know nothing about. I mean, because if I'm on a gurney next to another guy on a gurney, maybe we're sharing a gurney. Maybe we've hit it off. But the guy in the next gurney.
Maybe you climb on his gurney.
Is just going to get charged $1,000 and they're going to hammer me for $2,500 because I'm not on that insurance plan. I'm going to yell. I mean, can you imagine if you got treated that way at a gas station or a convenience store? Or
why is gas $6 a gallon for me? Because you can afford it. He can't, so it's a dollar a gallon. What?
Well, he's got gas insurance. This doctor, doc activist, says, if the battle can be dragged out until after the presidential election, hospitals and insurance companies can hope a new administration will rescind the executive orders.
Oof.
Because the lobbyists will get to them and bribe them with lots and lots of money.
I've only had to deal with this once. I wanted to get a PET scan when they thought there was something wrong with me. And insurance wasn't covering yet, so I was just going to go ahead and do it rather than wait and pay cash for it. Well, trying to figure out what it costs, even trying to find the right human being that can or will tell you when you call a hospital is really annoying.
Right.
And really hard.
Right.
And it was quite interesting how much it varied from place to place. It was like $1,100 one place, $1,800 another place. If you drive 20 miles this way instead of 15 miles this way, it was $700 cheaper.
Yeah, and state by state, the difference can be astonishing. Multiples.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even
look into what if I decide to take the weekend and cross a state line
or go to Tijuana.
You might have been able to stay in a hotel and
or Calcutta. Fly to Calcutta. Actually, people do that all the time because the total cost of the trip is less than getting treated at an American hospital. Hmm.
Woke up, it was an A&G morning, and the first thing that I heard was the conscience of the nation. Jack and Joe, they wrote the words with Michelangelo and positive Sean, wrapping up like pipes and drums. Oh, won't you stay for final thoughts, and we'll wear it till the night comes.
That was well crafted there.
That was really good. Yeah. There's no time for final thoughts now, but I like the Joan Baez vibe. That's very, very good.
I believe that's Mitchell, Joni Mitchell's song,
oh, okay.
Chelsea Moore.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Here's your host for final thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a couple. There's Michelangelo. What's your final thought, Michael?
Yeah, I watched Roller Derby as a kid on late night TV, and I got to catch a documentary on Netflix. I didn't know there were rules to the game.
No, they actually, there's a way to score it. I thought they were just making it up, too.
Positive Sean, our producer, has a final thought for us.
I've mentioned Occam's razor many times on the show, but I bring to you guys a new razor today. This is Hanlon's razor. Never attribute to malice that which can be adequately explained by stupidity.
Yep.
That's a good one. Yeah, or as we've often put it, it's not a conspiracy, it's incompetence.
Yep.
Jack, a final thought for us?
That's tax day. Just to remind you, half the country doesn't pay taxes, so that's how policies get made. Just thought I'd throw that in there at the end.
Oh, boy. My final thought is, we talked about this earlier, there is going to be a jaw-dropping drop in fertility across the world, according to demographers.
I know I'm not having any more babies.
The world has population will peak soon and start to decline pretty drastically.
Which should open up real estate.
So if you like population, have like 20, 30 kids, I guess, if you're particularly fertile. I don't know. I think the world probably has enough people. The problem is policy. You know, old people are expensive and young people are productive. And if you got too many old people and too few young people, you got problems.
Yeah.
But, you know, it'll result in cannibalism, probably. Almost certainly cannibalism.
The end to all my stories is nuclear holocaust. The end to all your stories is cannibalism.
Well, I'm a realist.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So many people to size up for meat. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of our podcasts are there. The on-demand, the one more thing. It's there. Drop us an email. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
So I was looking at the contract the other day. We have to see you tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, we do. Well, so we will. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say what that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words.
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
The light's no good. I always look orange.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.